You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I never got an opportunity to react to this Kyler Murray homework clause.
Huh?
Yeah, it's so weird. You know, somebody in that organization totally screwed that up. Nobody should know that this homework clause exists,
okay,
right?
So,
I mean, it immediately makes Kyler Murray look like a slacker.
Bergman, where does Ian Rappaport work?
NFL Network.
Okay, so he's the one who broke this story.
Yeah.
So he did a podcast yesterday, and somebody asked him, how did you break it? And he said, when agents negotiate a contract with a team and the contract is completed, you can request a copy of the contract if you're a reporter. And sometimes like they have to file it with like the NFLPA. And sometimes they'll give it to you, and sometimes they won't. So he just requested a copy of it for a story he was working on. And somebody sent him the contract.
Yeah, what a screw up.
Right.
What a tremendous screw up that is.
I'm with you. I mean, it doesn't make Kyler look good. It doesn't make the team look good.
It makes the team look dumb for investing in a guy that didn't do his homework or doesn't do his homework or has to be told to do his homework, all that stuff. So Kyler Murray, in the middle of all this, met the media today, and here he is a little bit responding to that story.
Again, reiterate that, you know, there's multiple different ways to watch film, and, you know, of course, we all watch film. Let's not... That doesn't need to be questioned. But it's, again, I refuse to let my work ethic, my preparation be being questioned. You know, I've put an incomprehensible amount of time and blood, sweat, tears, and work into what I do, whether it's football or baseball. You know, people can't even comprehend the amount of time that it takes to do two sports at a high level in college, you know, let alone do it, you know, be the first person to do it ever at my size. It's, like I said, this is... It's funny, but I, you know, to those of you out there that believe that I'd be standing here today in front of y'all without having a work ethic and without preparing, I'm honored that you think that. But it doesn't exist. It's not possible. It's not possible. So that's all I have on that. If y'all want to talk about football or anything else, like I said, if you want to talk about football, we can talk about football.
Well, that is about football.
Well, not only that, of course they're questioning his work ethic. Why else would you put you're required to study film 4 hours per week and you're not allowed to play video games or watch TV while you're doing it?
Yeah.
That didn't just come out of the blue.
No.
By the way, did you put that Pat McAfee
stuff
in?
Yeah, we've got that here too.
All right, so they put a clause in his contract requiring him to watch film 4 hours a week, uninterrupted. Four. Pat McAfee, who's now in the media, used to be the punter on the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Peyton Manning. And one time he got in a conversation with Manning about film. Listen to this.
But I remember like getting into a convo with him, like, how much you watch? And he dove in and like, you got to watch. Got to watch every game the other team has played, every snap they played, every practice clip from your week of practice, every game you guys have played that plays against a similar defense that they're playing, every single third down situation broke up into their red zone, every first down operation. I think he went through it all, and I think I like prodded him a little bit, and he was like, I don't know, probably 20 hours of film a week.
Jeez.
And he said he couldn't even put a number. Like, it would be impossible because he's even Saturday into Sunday morning. There's just like, how can I get more information? The more information I have, the better I'll be equipped to beat that defense.
I mean, so there's a guy that's doing 20 hours a week minimum.
Yep.
And the Cardinals are only asking Kyler Murray to do four. And they put it in, they feel so strongly about it, they put it in writing. I mean, Kyler's not being honest here.
No, not be. There's obviously something going on in terms of work ethic or watching film. And, you know, guys watch film now in every sport nonstop. If you go to a baseball locker room, again, everybody's looking at pitches and everybody's on their iPad and all that stuff. I mean, there's an academic process to being a professional athlete that maybe didn't exist 25 or 30 years ago that does exist now. And, you know, like I've never told this story, but you know, every night when I go home, what do? I re-listen to the show.
You know, it's not your lie today, right?
Yeah, you're a liar.
I re-listen to the show because I want to know the ups and the downs and where I screwed up and where Bergman screwed up, which and Jorge never screws up, but
all the
has
time.
Really good moments in there. But I listen to every show back just to see how it was.
What did we talk about yesterday?
Did you guys watch
Quarterback
Gotham?
Tears?
Okay. Did you guys watch Gotham Chopra's series Tom versus Time about
Tom
watched, Brady?
Yeah, I watched part of it, yeah.
Okay, one of the episodes in there is basically how Brady consumes film.
Yeah.
And he watches 4 hours of film a day.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're asking for 4 hours a week, right?
Right, and in one of those segments with in Gotham's thing, Brady was explaining exactly, like he doesn't just watch the other team's defense, like he watches the other teams. He watches like the whole games of the team he's about to play in case he notices something the other way.
Sure.
So Kyler Murray can do this, I mean, way differently than he's doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why he
well, yeah, we shouldn't even know about it. I mean, what do you say now if you're Kyler Murray? You
okay,
say,
I
look,
Kyler
I've got
Murray,
a work ethic and blah, blah, blah.
Ask me the question that Kyler Murray said.
Okay, so you have a contract and it leaked and there's a clause in there that says you've got to do a certain amount of film work and you can't play video games while you're doing it. How do you respond?
I welcomed that clause. They said that was something that was important to them, that they document how much film I watch during the week and wait till they see how much I watch. I not only do I welcome that clause, I hope they'll watch it with me because we're going to win this thing together. And I had no issue putting any clause in there asking me to watch film because I watch a ton of it now and I'll continue to watch a ton of it in the future. If they would ask me to do 8 hours of film, I would have agreed to it. I had no issue with that, putting that in the contract. None. That's how I would have answered.
So how do you think he did? I thought he did okay.
I thought he tried to defend himself and say, yeah, I've always watched film, blah, blah, blah. No, he just should have said, I welcome that in the contract, and I welcome watching film with anybody who wants to watch with me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fascinating story.
Right.
And a huge mistake by somebody in the organization to send that contract out.
Right.
It's just dumb. Right. All right, so John, I have got a list of the cost for a family to go to a baseball game for every single team.
Okay.
So where do you think the Dodgers rank? There are, what, 30 or 32 baseball teams?
30. Yeah.
Out of 30 baseball teams, where do you think the Dodgers rank in terms of expensive?
Top five.
And I'll tell you, this is total cost for 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 2 beers, 2 sodas, and parking.
Dodgers have led the league in attendance for 8 years. Dodger fans are willing to pay because the Dodgers always win. I think they're one of the top 5 most expensive teams in the league.
They're number 6. It is $265.93 for this proposed, and I don't know where the seats are.
Are the Yankees and the Red Sox both in the top 5?
The Red Sox are number 1. The Yankees are number 3.
Okay. So let me think of what Bergman. What other teams?
I know the answers to all this.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I would help you.
You don't guess. All right.
Yeah, I won't guess. Yeah.
Okay, so I would think. Are the Giants expensive? Because that's a really nice ball.
Giants are number 7.
Okay, number 7. That's 1 strike. All right. What about? I'll say this probably isn't right, but because they're in an expensive market, I'll say the Mets.
The Mets are way down the list, outside the top 10. Do you want me to give them to you?
Yeah, what's the top 5?
Okay. Red Sox are number 1, $324. The Cubs are number 2, $312. The Yankees number 3, $302.
Now here's the one I'm interested in.
The Astros number 4.
Oh, God, who wants to go see those cheats?
And the Nationals number 5.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. is expensive.
Yeah, best line. And then the Dodgers are number six. Now, I would actually challenge.
Are the A's the bottom? Are they 30?
The cheapest place to go see a game, Arizona.
Oh, wow. Derek Hall, the
bottom five are Tampa, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Miami, Arizona.
By the way, in Arizona.
The Angels, by the way, middle of the pack in terms of expensiveness.
Right. In Arizona, inside, I think it's called Chase Field.
Yep.
Derek and those guys, Derek's the president of the team, opened a sports book inside the stadium this year.
Yeah.
So you can sit in there and gamble on every game in the country.
Well, do you need to go
the sports book?
Do you need to go into their casino or I guess their sports book, or do you just use your phone?
I think you need to go in there, but I don't know. You could just use your phone. Well, you know, TVG, and that was the horse racing channel.
Yeah.
When that was born 15, 20 years ago, the plan was you would just use your phone to bet on races and watch them on TVG. FanDuel is now converting that network into a 24-hour sports gambling channel. TVG's going away. FanDuel is now going to have a – Bill Simmons is going to have a show. They hired Kay Adams from the NFL Network.
Right.
It's going to be sports and gambling – and the evolution of it is going to be front and center for the next 10 years. It's where all the money is. It's Trey Wingo's working for them. Darren Revelle's working for them.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's the thing. In the fall, and I don't know which one is going to pass or if both of them are going to pass, there are two initiatives on the ballot that would potentially legalize sports betting starting next year at some point. I mean, on one hand, I'm like, cool. I'm psyched to bet. On the other hand, I'm like, a lot of people are going to flush their lives down the toilet click by click on their phone on FanDuel or DraftKings.
Right, but that's not our job. I think we should all have the option to gamble if we want. I don't think we need to protect people against themselves except in extreme cases. Like, for example, drunk driving.
Right.
I don't think we should let people drink and get in a car. But should we give people the option to gamble on sports? Sure.
Do you agree with what Woj said, is that the prevalence now of sports gambling is going to make fans in the arena angrier because they're going to have money on something and it's not going to go their way, then they're going to spit out on the crowd?
I think it's something to keep an eye on. But to answer your question, no. I think that we're all smart enough to – now, if somebody – gets mad that somebody missed a free throw and throws a bottle at him, then it's a problem and we're going to need to change the rules again. But I don't necessarily think A equals B. I don't think because you can gamble at Chase Field in Arizona, if a guy strikes out, that he's going to get hit in the head with a bucket of popcorn. I'm not ready to make that leap. Are you?
No, I am not yet there. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm not yet there. I mean,
I think it's worth monitoring. But
thinking about this, next
I don't
year,
think that's a reason not to do it.
Next year, you're going to be doing Laker games. There's going to be some people will conceivably be able to gamble on their phone, like the fourth quarter over under, how many threes for so and so. I mean, imaginable exotic bet you can get. To me, it is going to screw some people up, but you're right. We can't protect people against themselves.
And, Mace, it is a tremendous revenue stream
for
NBA teams like the Lakers.
Oh, and for the states. I mean, the tax revenue.
But the Lakers have deals with, you know, FanDuel, and they may have a deal with DraftKings. And, you know, that's a client they can go after and have a business relationship with. And I think as long as it's legal, they should be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. You know, you're probably not allowed to endorse any of those. I've endorsed DraftKings in the past.
Yeah. I have restrictions in my contract as to what I can and can't endorse. But I'll tell you this, if the Lakers start doing deals with DraftKings and FanDuel, I bet you they'll redo my contract and say you're now eligible to do those. The Lakers are very careful about what their name can be attached to.
Sure.
For example, I can do car ads. You do car ads for your friend John Patterson, and John is a Mazda, Hyundai. What else does John sell?
Oh, see, Mazda, where it's all about you.
Right. Pretty much that's where John lives, right?
Yes. Mazda, Hyundai. Exactly.
I think he's also building, what was the car that Acura. Tiger Woods, what's the one Tiger Woods crashed that everybody loves?
Genesis.
Yeah. And John's building a Genesis dealership. I can only do Toyota or Lexus because
those are Lakers sponsors.
And have been a sponsor with them for 40 or 45 years. I think it's more than 40 years now. So those are the type of restrictions I have in my contract.
Well, eventually we're going to be able to take, I assume, cannabis ads.
One day. Yeah.
And there's lots of talk how to get them involved, all that kind of stuff. I will tell you this. When that goes down, when it's okay.
Sign you up?
No. Bidding war. It's going to be a hostage situation because I can only endorse one, and I'm going to want a lot from that one.
I like it.
Sure, I'm using Urban Markets now. I've used Ease. I've used some different places, but whoever pays me the most, that's where I'm getting my
weed. Well, you're a natural spokesman.
I am.
You're one of the first people that did it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Cone up next for you. John, okay, you guys are all afraid of robots. I've got unfortunately, we only hear about robots when something bad happens. And something bad happened.
I know.
We'll explain that.
I'm surprised that you think this is nothing.
We'll explain that coming up next for you. Also, Sean McVay says he was selling his effing blanks off to get a particular player onto this Rams roster. Got that coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is funny. I'll say that for it. So, you guys are all technophobes around here. You, John, and Bergman.
I don't get
Jorge,
it.
You're all afraid of technology.
Yeah. No, not afraid. We just want you to be the guinea pig. We want you to do it first. Now, you're going to play chess against this robot?
Okay, so here is here's the story. Chess match in Moscow between a 7-year-old and a robot opponent. The mechanical arm controlling the opposition mistook the child's hand for a piece and grabbed it as the child reached toward the board. He was eventually pried free by four nearby adults. According to Sergei Lazarov, the Moscow Chess Federation president, the robot broke the child's finger.
Right.
This, of course, is bad. The guy from the Chess Federation.
And it's another example of you and your stupid robots taking over the world and you having no worries.
First of all, who would put a 7-year-old against a robot? A robot in chess will kick a 7-year-old's butt every single time.
But why not? It's basically you're playing against a computer, right?
Yeah, you're playing against a computer. The computer is always going to win.
Computer tell a human where to move the chess piece, and then the human moves it so nobody breaks their finger. Why are we invoking robots into everything? We don't need a robot to do every little thing. We don't.
Wait a minute. What robots do we have? We don't have any robots. What robots do we actually have? You say we have too many robots. What robots do we have?
Every week. There, that robot. Every week on this show, you talk about a robot bartender. A robot car,
bartender, robot
a
car.
Robot chess piece,
robot chess
a
piece.
Robot delivery Amazon drone.
Yes.
All
these things are like pie in the sky future. Like you can't right now there are driverless cars out there. You just don't know where they are. The only time you hear about robots is when something bad happens. You never hear about robots and the really good things that robots
because bad things happen. Bad things happen with robots. So we're going to get stories where bad things happen because of the robots. Have we not seeing this?
No, we're not seeing this.
Right. Yes.
When I speak at your funeral, when you get destroyed by a robot, I'm just going to start. My opening remark is going to be, I tried to warn him. But he didn't listen, and then he decided to play chess against a robot, and he got crushed like a bug.
Yeah.
You're going to get shot by one of your favorite things, the robot dog. You're going to be minding your own business.
My robot dog.
Getting out of the shower, and your robot dog... you know,
Elroy, I like the robot dog
is
idea.
It's going to rise up and shoot you in the ass.
Beware of dog is going to be the sign in front of my house. Beware of dog.
I will buy you for Christmas. I'll buy you beware of robot dog.
So downstairs before the show, I'm in the park, and there's a woman that pulled in just in front of me. And she drove fine. She parked fine. But when she got out of the car, she got a walker out of the back seat and started sort of walking along using the walker. And I was thinking, well, wait a minute. If you're using a walker, should you really be driving in the first place?
Why couldn't she drive?
Because she's got a walker. She's already limited in her movement ability or whatever.
So you're worried if she gets in an accident?
Well, I'm worried. I just think at a certain point, you probably shouldn't drive anymore.
Well, but if she's incapable of driving, yeah. But if she's able to drive, if she can walk herself with assistance to the car, sit in the car and drive like a
even though she's on a walk, you think she can't walk, but she can drive.
Yeah. I mean, are you against people in electric wheelchairs?
Oh, no. But I'm saying people in electric wheelchairs probably shouldn't be driving.
Why?
I'm saying because they're limited.
No, they're not. My father-in-law's in a wheelchair, and he's got everything he needs
on
his hands.
Does he drive?
He does drive.
He does drive.
And he's got everything he needs near the steering wheel, and it's a company that installed it for him in Pasadena.
Right. Is your concern for the driver that if they got into a predicament, they couldn't exit the car quickly, or do you think they're just limited, they're a liability to others?
Liability to others.
Yeah, if they can't, they would still have to pass a driving test like every other person.
That is true.
Although, when do they start retesting?
I think I've only had one driver's test in my whole life.
Same
and then
here.
I've just renewed.
Like, I think age limits are okay. Do you think age limits are okay?
Yeah, I do.
Like, once you get to a certain age, probably shouldn't do this anymore. Probably shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and they're like airline pilots, they age out.
Right, they age out, I think, in their 50s.
The military
something.
Ages people out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not against those.
Yeah, I'm completely for that. And I've nothing
I'd like
against...
I'd like some of the officials to be aged out.
Some of the officials, meaning?
The referees and the umpires.
You
and,
think?
You know.
Yeah, like Angel Martinez should be aged out. I don't care how old he is.
Yeah, I'd be 30.
Yeah.
Done.
30. Sorry, you're retired. You've missed too many calls.
Get rid of that dude.
All right, coming up next for you, John, I wanted to get to, first of all, I actually would like to challenge the average cost for a family of four to go to a baseball game at Dodger Stadium. I'd like to challenge that.
Okay.
Because there's a number out there, and I don't agree with the number.
All right.
So I want to kind of take that apart.
Did you say the family of four could cost like a little under $300?
A little under $300.
You very easily can get there.
Yeah.
I think you're going to lose this chip.
Okay. We will do the math next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
God, I hate this song.
Hey, everybody. No one gets married for money. It's always love. I'm Steve Mason for love. Don't get married for money. It doesn't work.
This is my favorite.
First of all, the song annoys me. Do you know I walk by? Yeah, okay, I get it. So I walk by every day if you're... So if you walk around L.A. Live, there are these... F it. Am I done now? Okay.
Song ended.
So if you walk around LA Live, there are these gigantic sort of records commemorating each year in music history and what won the Grammys and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Walk by every day. You park in the East Garage. I park in the West Garage. So I walk right by every day. The big record for Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, for record of the year, and whatever year that was, 1977 or whatever it is. But I still, oh, God.
All right. So, hey, Bergman.
Yeah.
The Captain and Tennille
yes.
were a very famous 70s group. I'll bet you $1,000 of mythical money that Mason, and I don't know if he knows, okay. but I'll bet you $1,000 Mason can tell you the real name of the captain. Do you know the real name of the captain?
No, I have no idea. So I'm saying that he does or does not?
I'm saying he does. Do you think he does or doesn't?
I think he does, but I'll just do it just for fun. I don't have enough money anyway, but that's
all
fine.
Right. Mace, do you know the name of the captain, the real name of the captain?
Captain Crunch.
You don't know?
I have no idea whatsoever.
Wow. Bergman!
Jorge's looking at me like, oh, it is Captain Crunch.
He was so confident, nodding.
Yeah, I got this.
I'm pretty sure his name was Daryl Dragon.
I think you're absolutely right. Daryl Dragon does ring a bell, which sounds like a fake name, right? Nobody's last name is actually Dragon.
Yeah, but I thought you would know that from your AM radio DJ days.
Remember, you've pegged me as two. That was like 1977. I was in fifth grade or something.
Yeah, but you
it was like way before I started DJing.
You were on the radio when you were like 10.
I was on the radio when I was 15. Yeah, but I was not doing music. So yeah, no, I didn't know that.
All right. So Bergman, how?
And by the way, I will not back down. I believe in love. Marry for love, everybody.
Bergman, how's your Aaron search going?
Oh, it's going very well, or not well at all. But anyway, I'm hoping that it happens soon, if that makes you feel better.
You should go on that one, Raya.
You got to get invited to Raya. You can't just go on.
Why wouldn't you get invited?
Someone has to invite me on to Raya.
I will invite you.
It's a
invite
fancy,
me on.
It says it's a private membership-based community for people all over the world to connect and collaborate, but it's actually for rich people getting dates.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not rich.
How to actually get on Raya, the dating app for celebs.
Didn't Ben Affleck go on Raya?
He did.
He absolutely
did. Look, Bergman, he married J-Lo. She's an heiress. Well, she has her own money. That's what you need.
This is round two with J-Lo, though, so... But yes,
by the way,
I do need an heiress.
There's a wait list of over 100,000 people to be on Raya.
Yeah, you have to get invited on. So if somebody on Raya is listening, invite me on.
It's like one of those.
He needs an heiress.
It's like a private celebrity group, right?
They don't want. Why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It's Ben Affleck.
It's Ben Affleck.
Why did you unmatch me?
Can I ask you guys something that I'm afraid of the answer?
Sure.
On the rundown,
yeah,
somewhere on here,
mm-hmm.
I noticed it said, Ireland got fooled by ball sack sports. What did I get fooled by?
Okay, so you sent us a story.
Yeah, I send these guys like 10, 15 stories every day that I said these are things that would be fun to talk about.
Draymond Green says he'd be open to playing with LeBron on a vet minimum contract. It's got a photo of Draymond Green and then a quote from him. LeBron's the type of guy LeBron's the type of guy you play for free with. You feel me? We're living with the greatest athlete of all time. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. One day when my great-grandkids are watching my highlights, they're going to see their great-grandfather playing with the greatest athlete to touch this earth. Totally made up, ball sack sports.
I didn't even notice that's where that came from.
I know
ball sack sports is a... parody account.
Yes.
Yeah, that was from that.
It was from that.
No, that's what that.
It's easy to get suckered in these days. Check marks.
I'm glad you caught it. No, but sometimes, like, I'm on Ball Sack Sports right now.
Yeah.
Like, some of the stuff in here is accurate. Like, never
really?
Forget when Tim Duncan got ejected for laughing. That actually happened. He laughed at Joey Crawford, and Crawford threw him out.
Yeah, but it's more so the like the quotes.
Okay.
Yeah, the quotes.
Like, there's one here. There's a fake quote. They even tell you how they do this whole fake quote thing with Damian Lillard. It's pretty interesting.
Quote about playing with LeBron for free is made up.
Completely. According, it's from Ball Sack Sports, so you've got to consider the source. But is it made up, or did they take a real quote?
No, they never take a real quote. If it's a quote, they made it up.
Hmm.
No kidding.
Hmm.
All right, I have to pay more attention.
Go look at the pin. Go look at the pinned tweet that they have there. It says, "Today we will focus on the dangers of misinforming the media and stress the importance of media literacy. Social media and the internet has enabled users to create and spread misinformation at record rates. Not everything you see on the internet or social media will be real." And there's a graphic.
Wait, not everything on the internet is real?
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute. So they're acknowledging that there's fake stuff on the internet. So they are actually contributing to the problem by putting more fake stuff on the internet.
Correct. But they have a whole quote. It's a Damian Lillard graphic, and it tells you what they did to make it a fake quote.
Okay, but no, my point is, their concern is there's too much fake stuff on the internet.
It's not
so they have challenged this by putting more fake stuff on the internet.
Exactly.
Terrible.
But it's not all fake. The Tim Duncan thing isn't fake.
But yeah, but that wasn't a quote. That was just them saying, hey, remember when this happened.
All right, so I wanted to get to this. I teased this. So to go to a Dodger game, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 2 beers, 2 sodas, and parking.
Okay.
The cost is $265.93.
Okay.
I think that's high.
I don't.
I think it's high.
What do you think the average Dodger ticket price is? Like not the super expensive sit right behind the dugout seats and not the sit in the last row of the top section. The average ticket price. What do you think it is?
About 125 bucks.
No, you're high.
By the way, you can get in. You can go to the Padres game Friday night, August the 5th, for fireworks for 30 bucks a seat.
You get the lowest ticket price you can get in for is 22 right now on StubHub, but the average price is 81.
Right, but okay. Why are we going with the average and why are we not going with the actual value play?
Well,
in other words, you can still take a family of 4 to Dodger Stadium for a reasonable price.
Okay, so let's say it's, what'd you say, 30 bucks?
30 bucks. 30 okay, times so, 4, 120.
Okay, so now we're at 120.
Yep.
All right.
Parking
is really high, but we'll give you a break on parking.
20 bucks. 20 bucks for
30.
General.
I think 30 is
30 for general.
30 bucks.
I've seen 50, so let's do 30.
Okay.
All right, so now we're at 150.
Okay, now I just priced Dodger dogs at $4 a piece.
All right, so now we're at 160.
$4 a piece.
Yeah, that's what the internet says. $4 a piece.
But Mace, beers, what do you think, Jorge? 10 to 15 a piece, right?
Yeah, 15, 20, yeah.
12
right,
at
let's
least
do 15.
On the low,
we'll meet,
low.
We'll
yeah.
meet in the middle. 15.
Okay.
All right, so 2 beers, that's another 30. So now we're at 200, right? Or 210. And then what else are we buying? Sodas. Sodas are going to be at least 5 each.
That's low.
So what do you think, Greg? How much?
Like $7.
Seven.
All right,
yeah.
So 7 times 2, that's so we'll add 15 more.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're at 245. What'd you say the survey said?
Survey says $263.
So we're only $18 away.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And a hot dog is easily $6-$7.
Oh, that's right. This is $4.
Hey, Greg, are you saying the internet is incorrect?
According
Mason
to Ballsack Sports?
On the internet. We shouldn't rename this show the Ballsack Show. I just think it's a fun word.
I think
word
we
to
probably
say.
Should not. Probably, plus, I don't think we own the rights to it.
And also, yeah. We probably shouldn't say it too much. Like, let's just relax.
Let's ride.
Hey, it's an actual story that I found on the internet.
Exactly.
Let's rock.
All right. Tell you what. Let's get to Bobcat. Bergman,
you got wait another. We have 4 more minutes.
I don't want to. I don't want
no
to wait
one,
4 minutes.
No one cares about your clock.
We do because then I have to. I have enough stories to
correct.
Get us to 55.
But I want you to do more stories.
No,
I want you to be more like Lindsay.
And Greg, we will talk more to get you to 55.
I want you to be more like Lindsay.
Lindsay is
a
wonderful
a
producer.
Hey,
she's producer
update,
of the year.
Update, Momo. She went to the game yesterday.
Yep.
2 dogs were $16.
Oh.
So they're $8 a piece. So that's 8 more dollars. And popcorn was $16. So there, boom, we're over that number now. That number was generous, Mace.
And plus, it's still the only sport you can bring a family of 4 to.
And I want to buy a helmet Sunday. What's that running me?
Yeah, can you bring your
you
own
can
snacks,
bring your own
Jorge?
Snacks, as long as it's in a clear bag.
Yeah, bring your
yeah,
own snacks
you
in
own
a clear
snacks.
Bag. You don't need to buy the expensive stuff. I can get you a Dodger game. Based on that, you can do 120 bucks for tickets and 30 bucks for parking, 150 bucks. Bring your own snacks. You got a night at the ballpark.
There you go.
Who's with me?
You're not bringing your own snacks. You're not even buying your own snacks. You're having Reese's peanut butter cups delivered.
It's true. True. All right. Coming up next is Bobcat. Bergman says he's short on stories. We'll make up for it.
I have plenty.
Since he didn't
we have
do
the gift of gab, Bergman. Yeah. We'll just talk longer about the stories
and,
you do have.
And you don't have the good questions like Lindsay has.
No, Lindsay she is very good at this questions. Stuff. I don't know why you're trying to compare
Am
us.
I the a-hole? Remember that one?
Am I the A-hole? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's
a good
one. Site.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, we'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so this just dropped that I see from Legion
just
Hoops. Just dropped that I see it, at least. I don't know what time it came out. But Zion Williamson's contract contains de-escalators that require him to maintain a sum of his weight and body fat percentage below 295. John, can he do it?
Yeah, he can do it. But and the reason they put it in there is that...
Because he's been really fat.
Yeah, there have been reports of him.
let's be honest here.
Just letting himself go. And yeah. So if you're going to pay him a max contract, which they are, it's completely reasonable to put a weight clause in there. At least I think. What do you think?
100%.
As the resident fat guy in the show, what do you think?
Screw you. And completely agree with the New Orleans Pelicans. You're allowed to put a weight clause in the contract, especially when he got blowed up so big last year that it didn't look like he was going to be able to go. So, yes, I think the weight clause is totally fine. I don't think there should be a weight clause in radio guys' contracts because nobody ever sees us. So don't even think about sliding one into my deal.
Oh, well, we're on camera all the time now. But also, why is this that much different than what's going on with Kyler Murray and having to watch film?
Well, it's also a bad look for New Orleans to put it
out
there.
It's the same thing, though. It's basically the same thing.
Contracts should be private for the most part. There are clauses in there that necessarily shouldn't be discussed, and I think weight clause you should keep to yourself. Film study homework clause like Kyler Murray you should keep to yourself. You're only damaging your player and your team reputation, but when you leak chunks of contracts the way they did.
And by the way, Zion is really, really good when he's right. Like, underrated and not talked about enough.
I'm not in the Zion business. I don't think it's going to work.
I think the guy's a great player. I think he's a 25-10 guy if he stays healthy. That's a big if, though. I'm a general. Yeah, Charles Lee coaching him.
Yes.
I just decided to use that drop today because I like it. All right, so Spirit is one of the worst airlines to ever exist. But it's super cheap, affordable, and you know what you're getting when you get on their flight, so you can't really be too upset about what happens on it. Well, JetBlue is buying them for $3.8 billion. It's taking one of the few cheap discounted airlines left. I think Frontier is the only one that's left now.
Yep.
Is this a good or bad thing for consumers?
Well, it depends. Because I love flying JetBlue, and I'm too nervous to fly Spirit. So if Spirit goes up to the level of JetBlue, then it's a good thing. Mace, if JetBlue comes down to the level of Spirit, we're all screwed.
Yeah, I think, boy, I'll tell you what, Spirit, I would never fly. My brother flies Spirit all the time, and he says you're basically like cargo for all intents and purposes on Spirit. They're just loading you in and loading you out at the end of it.
But you're paying nothing.
JetBlue, I've had pretty good experiences on JetBlue. I've flown JetBlue. I think it's okay. Maybe they're going to upgrade the Spirit planes because JetBlue is decent. I don't even know which airline is even any good anymore. They all suck.
JetBlue's a good one. I like JetBlue.
JetBlue's normally pretty good.
Yeah, maybe they straighten out Spirit. American's decent. United sucks.
I like Delta.
Delta's good.
I'm a little biased. The Lakers fly Delta, and I'm friends with all the flight attendants.
Oh, sure.
Shout out to the Delta flight attendants. Vanessa Joe, shout out. But I don't – you're right. I don't think any airline is like the Cadillac of airlines.
No.
Nobody
– doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Not Alaska.
Alaska's actually
used to be.
I flew
used
Alaska last year. It was actually really good. Yeah, so I'm sure there are still airlines that give a damn about you, just not many of them.
Bobcat.
Jorge.
Okay, so how far can you go as far as like a TikTok, you know, the one of those TikTok viral videos that challenge, TikTok challenges.
Okay.
There's one called No Poop in July. So this shows a bunch of guys holding their poop and they can't go since the beginning of the month. So how far is too far since you, Mace, want to do the milk crate challenge.
Exactly. Yeah, totally do that.
So how far is TikTok taking all these challenges? Like, is it should be this?
Well, that one sounds incredibly unhealthy.
It sounds very unhealthy.
Doctors are telling you to stop.
Yeah, I know. It is unhealthy. That's a terrible thing.
But you want to do the milk crate challenge?
Yeah, milk crate challenge.
Break a leg or
no? Mason will break his leg if he tries the milk crate challenge.
I'm telling you, if I do the milk crate challenge, I'm going to win it.
If you do the milk crate challenge, you will. What leg do you have the 7 screws and a plate in?
Right foot.
You'll have them in your left foot if you do the milk crate challenge. Go down that rabbit hole one night and look at all the people that have fallen on their ass.
It doesn't look that hard to me.
It may not be that hard, but a lot of people have fallen. And by the way, Jorge, in a moment of honesty here, remember we had that story about the girl that was selling her farts?
Exactly.
Didn't she suffer ton of medical problems?
Oh, yeah. She had terrible medical problems.
Because she was trying to hold them in.
And you know what she started selling after that?
Oh, boob sweat.
Boob sweat.
Oh, my.
Ridiculous.
God. People bought it.
Oh, that's so crazy. People are so twisted and kinky and weird when you get down to it.
So I'm not in support of this particular TikTok challenge because I think somebody is going to die from holding in their poop.
Some of the TikTok challenges are great. We did the tortilla slap. It was fantastic. I'm all in on the TikTok challenge, not on the July no poop. Contest.
Poop in July.
Not part of that one.
Bobcat.
All right, so Max Scherzer is a very honest dude. He used the new pitch comm system for the first time last night against the Yankees, and while he was okay with it, he said this: "It works. Does it help? Yes, but I think it should be illegal. I don't think it should be in the game. The fact that we're taking this out of the game and we're just putting in technology, now everybody, you can't steal signs on second. The pitcher can't have an advantage of having a complex system. It's part of baseball trying to crack someone's signs. Does it have its desired intent that it cleans up the game a little bit? Yes, but I also feel like it takes away part of the game." What do you think of Scherzer's comments?
I think he's not wrong, but Mace, I think that what do they call it?
Pitchcom.
I think Pitchcom was a direct result of the Astros cheating scandal. That it's one thing when everybody was stealing signs, and I agree with Max, everybody was stealing them. It's another thing when they were stealing them and relaying them to the hitter. And so anything that stops that stops the Astros' way of cheating, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay with Pitchcom, but I also do think there is a credible, fun, stealing signs part of the game. I mean, when I worked in minor league baseball, there was one guy named Buck Martinez. No, not Buck Martinez. His name was Buck. He was like the trainer
Showalter.
Guy. No, nobody famous. And Buck had the unique ability to be able to steal signs. He would figure it out. He would tell everybody what the signs were. To me, that's part of the game. That's a crafty part of the game. Pitchcom seems to eliminate that. I still think, by the way, somebody can hack into your pitch count somehow and know what pitches are coming. But, John, you're right. It's the signaling of the pitches to the players that was the issue with the Astros. And I'm not sure this Pitchcom thing necessarily fixes that.
Well, yeah, it does.
Well, wait a minute, Greg. If you could, and somebody will eventually, intercept the Pitchcom signal, and let's say you're a fan in the front row, and you can whistle, you could signal the hitter. If you do a whistle, it's a breaking ball. If you do nothing, it's a fastball.
Yeah, there's a lot of time in between there that you're losing. But yeah, I mean, I guess you can if you hack into it somehow.
I mean, think about what the Astros did. They relayed a sign off a video monitor, banged a trash can, and everybody hit 400.
And they screwed us over.
Yeah, I mean, so it can be done. Never underestimate cheaters. They're good at it.
Bobcat.
It's very true. All right, so Janice just brought this up to me today. They want to make baseball cards from the All-Star Friday night. What do you think of 710 baseball cards, and what stats would you want on your baseball card?
Mason and I actually have baseball cards.
Yeah, we did have baseball cards, yeah.
From our old days at the Mighty 690. Mace, somewhere in my house, I have my card, your card, Jeannie Zelasco's card. I've got them all somewhere. So this has been done before, and they're easy to do. And so what stats would I want on the back of my card? I would want the a list of my favorite TV shows, a list of my favorite housewives, and a list of all the good pork chop restaurants in L.A. That's what I want on the back of my baseball card.
You don't want to say that you were the most knowledgeable host award winner at the Mandy's?
No. I mean, that goes without saying. I want interested
in that. Yeah, I'm all for the baseball card thing. In fact, John, if you remember, that is where I officially took that bat. I had been working out at that point.
Yeah, I have that picture somewhere, too. I'd love to find that when you redid the Jose Canseco pose. Mason took his shirt off and put a bat around his shoulder.
And looked okay.
Were you talking to Kevin Demoff at the time?
No, I wasn't, but I looked. Ireland, you got to admit, I looked okay then.
Am I right to say I think you may have had a mullet?
Oh, I for sure had a mullet. Yeah. That was standard issue Toledo. Are you kidding me? We all had mullets. I grew up with a mullet. Nothing wrong with a mullet. It's not just for hockey fans anymore.
There you go.
Bobcat.
All right, so the collective bargaining agreement in the NBA is up after the 23-24 season, but they do have a mutual opt-out at the end of next season available if they both decide to go with it. Adam Silver said recently that he wants to end the one-and-done rule in college basketball in the next agreement. Would this help or hinder college basketball, John?
Would hinder it because then most really, really, really good players will never go to college, but I'm in favor of what Adam Silver is proposing. Mace, I don't think you can tell a 17, 18-year-old kid that they have to go to college. College isn't for everybody. If you're a 17-year-old tennis player, you can play. Boris Becker played Wimbledon when he was 16. If you're a 17-year-old golfer and you're better than everybody else, you can play in the U.S. Open. I don't think you should ever tell somebody they have to go to college, so I'm in favor of this.
Yeah, I think the current setup is a total and complete sham. It requires that if you're there for 1 year, take classes in the first semester and don't do anything in the second semester, and they don't care.
Well,
it's just
Greg,
it's a sham.
This. I went to UCLA, who's on the quarter system, okay? So let's say I'm a freshman player at UCLA. Now, this may have changed from the time I was in school, but back then, let's say I sign up for three classes in the fall, and I'm a basketball player, and I never go to class, and I just fail all three classes. Then I get put on academic probation, so I have to pass my classes if I'm going to stay in school. But then if I go through winter quarter, and I don't go to class, and I just fail all of them, I got most of the season in. I mean, so it's kind of a sham, right? I mean, if I
total
want to play,
sham. By the way, I think it's going to be better for college basketball because you'll have complete teams returning year after year to the tournament, and we'll start to know the names of guys. Right now, you know, guys are there for a flash, and they're out in the tournament in a cloud of dust, and they're off to the NBA. This time, you know, we're going to have – maybe we'll develop more guys like Bobby Hurley and Christian Laettner and guys like that who we look forward to seeing in the tournament every year.
And then never see them in the NBA because they're
never
not good in the
and
NBA.
And never see them in the NBA. That's okay. Not every college basketball player has to be an NBA player. In fact, most of them aren't.
No, most of them, like Tracy Murray was fantastic in college, but he wasn't a great NBA player. He was a good one, but he was a great one in the college.
Bobcat.
All right, so it's 56, so we can break, or I have one more question.
One more question.
ESPN The Ocho is coming back to ESPN on August 5th.
Yep.
What kind of things would you want to watch on ESPN 8, The Ocho?
Cornhole championships.
Yeah.
Giant Connect 4 game.
Axe throwing.
Yeah. That's a good
Flip
one.
Cup.
Did you ever see the big, gigantic Connect 4 game? I love that.
Yeah.
How about the gigantic Jenga game? That would be great, too.
What about quarters?
Quarters, ooh, sure. Quarters, that's a great old school game. You got to put pickleball in there, right? Pickleball's a big thing right
now. Oh, that needs
right
to
now.
Be there now. Right now, yeah.
Darts.
Darts. Who do you know who what is going to be on the Ocho on August the 5th? That's a Friday, right?
I don't know what's going to be on it, but I know it's coming up. On the 5th, yeah, it's a Friday, August 5th.
So did you do any research on this about, like, what is going to be on the Ocho?
But it was on,
did you lose your
research? I got the story last week, and it's just been sitting on my page.
And so you have it, you don't really know what's going to be on the Ocho.
I do not know what's going to be on the Ocho this
year. Oh, man, my mom lucked out. Remember I told you my mom picks one Angel game to go to every year?
Yes.
She's going tonight.
Is it Ohtani?
Yep.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah, so she gets to see Ohtani pitch tonight.
That's perfect. Oh, by the way, there's going to be corgi races at Emerald Downs, the evolution of cliff diving.
Isn't that what, wait a minute, isn't that what the queen has?
Yeah, the queen's got
the
corgis.
The queen's got nothing but
they're
corgis,
kinda,
right?
They're kind of short legs, curly tail.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, they also have the story of spike ball.
Okay.
What is spike ball?
It's another one of those.
You haven't
games.
Done any research for this.
USA
game.
Pickleball National Championships at 1:30 a.m.
Okay, yep. Perfect.
Tiny Meeker's baddest bencher on the planet at 2 a.m.
Yeah. This is all in the
2022
Ocho.
Noblesville
By the way,
bed
guys,
races.
You guys know where ESPN 8 The Ocho is from, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Yeah.
You can't dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Can't. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Exactly.
Wrestling.
Right.
Red Bull Paper Wings.
One of the most underrated movies of all time.
Oh, I love that movie. I love that movie. All right.
Paper airplane race.
Coming up next for you, John, an update. Our friend Dave Joseph is involved in something. Have you heard about this?
Checkers. Dave's living back east now.
Yeah. Did you hear what he's up to?
No.
I will tell you. Also, Instagram is apparently broke, according to many. It's broken.
Yeah. Including some famous people.
Right. And I'm actually in agreement. We'll get into that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.